Mandy, another huge amount this year. You must be absolutely rapt at what we've done.
I'm so pleased. We've got much more than we anticipated, and that's enabled us to be able to purchase extra things that we didn't think we were going to be able to get.
Okay, so you've changed your wish list, which is great. So what are we going to get with the money this time?
So what we're going to get now is we're going to get a little device that actually can detect the level of jaundice in a baby's skin. This can be done without having to prick the baby's heel or draw blood. So it means it's non-invasive, much better for mother that she's not getting stressed by the baby being pricked, much better for the baby. And it gives us a simple readout of what the jaundice levels are, which could prevent them having to actually come into the hospital for a visit.
I'm assuming it's digital, everything is these days.
It is very, it's digital, yeah. Portable and rechargeable. So it's just a very small little device. We just put it onto the baby's forehead and it gives us the readout that we require. And it's a very useful device. And in addition to that...
We should mention what it's called, first of all. It's a transcutaneous jaundice detector.
That's correct, a transcutaneous jaundice detector.
Yeah. I guess it uses scanning technology, really.
Yes, it does. It uses scanning technology to detect the level of bilirubin in the baby's skin, mm-hmm. which can cause them to become jaundiced. Okay. And it's a very important test that we need to do. If somebody is jaundiced, then it can lead to consequences that we don't want, but we can also treat it very easily. So it's something that we can do. If the baby is at home, we can test this jaundice level and the baby can then hopefully be prevented from having to come into hospital, because there's other things that we can do to reduce the jaundice level.
And you're not waiting for a blood test result and stuff like that?
Yeah. Have it instantaneously. Mm. The nurses can do it in the home, and it's non-invasive and no pain for the baby, no pain for anybody.
Okay, so we're getting that and something else, which is really good. What else are we buying?
So the other piece of equipment is called an iStat system machine. This one enables us to, we have to actually take a bit of blood, but this is for the babies that might be a little bit sicker and needing emergency care. And this enables us to look at all of the different elements in their blood that mean that we may need to treat and analyse a bit closer.
So this sort of short circuit having to go through pathology because it does it for you?
It does it on a much smaller amount of blood, and that's the important thing, because as you can imagine, babies don't have that much blood to be able to give us. So in an emergency situation, this only requires a very small amount and we can get the information that we need instantaneously.
Okay. Now just on the amount of money that's raised, you sound quite surprised when you heard how much it was.
Yes, $17,000 was much more than we thought that it was going to be. And I understand there's still some to be counted, so it's wonderful. And thank you to everybody of the community that has donated to us.
I guess the generosity of people on the North West Coast never fails to cease to amaze me, because we've had, like with the floods, and a lot of appeals going on for that, and people are still prepared to put their money hand in their pocket.
That's right, and it is a wonderful thing that the generosity can provide these things that can assist our babies of the Northwest. And it's absolutely a wonderful thing, and thank you so much to everybody who donated.
Why do you have to rely on appeals like this to raise the money? Surely the health department can buy this stuff for you?
Well, the government doesn't have an endless pit of money, and so we always put on a list of what we would like to have. And some of the more important and more urgent things go to the top of the list. And so we have to make sure that occasionally if we get donations that come in, we can get those things that we really would like to have but just don't have the money to be able to get them. So it enables us to purchase those little extra things that are vital for babies' care.
So thank God for Coins for Kids.
Absolutely. Couldn't do without it.
And earlier today, we had the pleasure of presenting a cheque to the Northwest Regional Hospital Children's Ward in Burnie as well. Liz Peace is the Acting Nurse Unit Manager of the Children's Ward, and I caught up with her after the presentation. So, Liz, we've raised over $8,000, which is terrific. I think it's double what we did last year, so you must be really wrapped with that.
Oh, that's very exciting. It'll be of wonderful use to the ward.
You're in the process of refurbishing the ward, and this will be used towards that. So just explain how big a job it is and what's involved in actually refurbishing the ward.
It's something that's been ongoing for some time since we moved down here, but our plan is to we're nearly up to now, is the courtyard outside, which is very un-children friendly at the moment. We want to make a racetrack that they can ride bikes around, and we want equipment that they can play on, and basketball hoops and things like that, that keeps them all active for those that are sort of here a bit longer term than just an overnight.
So this money will go a fair way towards that?
It will help significantly, yeah.
How busy is the children's ward, the paediatric section here in Burnie? A lot of people probably got no idea.
Well, this week it's been extremely busy. We really only cater for an 8-bed unit, but we've been running sort of between 9 and 12 quite a lot lately.
So it goes without saying that this money is going to be a tremendous help?
Absolutely.
And you seemed surprised by the amount when we turned up this morning with the cheque. The generosity of people on the Northwest Coast.
It's amazing what people are prepared to donate to Children's Ward and to children or sick children in general. Yeah, no, it's a very generous community out there.
We've been saying throughout the campaign we wanted to put a smile on the face of children staying here. That'll be possible now?
Absolutely, yeah. No, we'll see lots of smiles when we manage to do that outdoor courtyard area. And finish off things that still need doing inside. We've still got some more paintwork to do and pictures to hang and things like that.